Well, I'll continue just a little bit more. That molecule fell apart, and I made another attempt, and that's where I met Artie. We had similar problems with that one, and we made a little extra progress, but we had, I don't have time to go into all the details. One of the problems was with my second wife, who was supposed to be there to, she earned through karma and everything the opportunity to be there and help to create the molecule, but she lost faith in it. When this happened, the spirit came to me and said, "Don't worry, if she fails, Artie will help you." And at that time, both Artie and I were both married, so it didn't look like much of a possibility. Another funny thing happened with Artie was I dabbled with reading, doing astrology reading, and she wanted the whole shebang, including the predictive astrology. And in doing this, I saw that her progressed sun was going to blend with mine in a short period of time. And I says, it looks like this would indicate we're going to have some type of close relationship, but it's probably going to be platonic, you know, and you, maybe you're going to really help me with the work somehow. And then both of our marriages fizzled out almost exactly the same time. And there was a day that we had the magic of the falling in love feeling. But I went back to that day that we fell in love, when the spirit came and told me that she's definitely going to be your next wife. And when that day happened, I went back to the astrology reading to find the exact day that our suns blended, and that was the day, which was very interesting. And so after that experience we had, I took her aside and I told her that it's in the cards that we get married. She says, "What? This is crazy. I don't even. We've never even been on. Never even been on it." Yeah, we've never even been on a date or anything. But she was definitely the appointed one. It's funny, one time I told her one of the things I admired about her most was that she was dependable. And she says, "Yeah, good old dependable Artie. That's what they say about me."
Yeah, what's one of the fun to hear that? You're dependable.
But I explained to her, I says, "You know, that's a really great quality. After all I've been through with many people in my life that are not dependable, I mean, to find somebody that's dependable, I said, that's the best compliment I can give you."
Did you even get to the "I love you" part?
To the what part?
"I love you" part.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you? No. No, I don't think
you
did.
No, I'll have to. Do you want me to tell you that part?
Well, the night you said we're going to get married, I don't remember you
saying
that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
on that night, we had another meeting, and I took her aside, and I told her this, and she says, no, this is going too fast. And so I grabbed her, and I kissed her, and I told her I loved her. And she just melted. I wish I could make her melt that way now, but... But that did the trick right there. Especially when when I told her I loved her, because you know, even though we hadn't had much of a relationship up to that time, I felt a soul love for her, you know, so I felt I could say that. And So anyway, any questions before I wrap it up? Anyway, let's see here. Then we started this group here and been going. Our first gathering was in 2000
even.
Mm-hmm. And so we've had quite a few gatherings since then.
Was our 25th?
Yeah, every year a couple of them on Zoom, but all over the country from Illinois to Texas to several in Utah, Idaho, Montana. Get to go to interesting places. And we're not having as many people as you used to have, because I think part of the reason is it's costing more money, people have we have meetings on Zoom now that's almost like being there. So I think that's two of the reasons that we don't have as many coming as we used to. But the ones that are coming are really, really dedicated. So Emmanuel?
So have you had the experience that you had where you woke up at 3 a.m. and it was really intense?
Yeah.
Have you had anything similar from that last situation, very similar to, I mean, you said you did it with your second wife, you said, but with a molecular group? That was my first question. The second question is, can it be done all via Zoom, or does it have to be all in person?
Well, that's a big question we had on the Zoom thing. When Zoom started, we wondered, well, can the molecular relationship be created on Zoom, because it's difficult to get people together physically. We've been experimenting. We have a general meeting on Zoom, and then we have smaller meetings where people of like minds kind of get together and try to reach the spirit. And on one particular meeting, we had the presence come. Not with nearly as much power as it had when I was overshadowed, but it was definitely the Christ. And I said, he is here. And there was just like, I think 6 or 7 of us at the meeting. And only one of them, and three ladies felt it. And I could feel that the three ladies were feeling the presence. We have one person here that was there. So this was a good kind of like a witness, pre-witness, that we're headed the right direction, the molecule will happen. But the presence hasn't come back to me in fullness, partially, but, you know, from a distance. Have you probably felt the Holy Spirit before, right? Okay. Now, when the Holy Spirit, and I felt it before too, and when you feel it, it's like a sun shining on you, and you feel a really nice, warm feeling. Now, when this entity came into me, it was like the sun coming in right into me. That was the difference. And so it was a tremendous experience. But I think the reason these three ladies had this experience was to give us encouragement to continue, because we apparently don't have enough gathered yet to create the molecule that the Master wants us to have, but we've got a good start.
Marnie.
Yeah, I didn't think I would be. Marnie, would you like to just give a brief description of the experience you had?
For me, I guess the best way for me to describe that moment was being very full. Like, it felt like an expanding starting inside me. So it was just like being blown up by a balloon. It was just very overwhelming. I couldn't stop crying. It was very emotional because it was just so powerful. But it was the feeling of just like joy. It wasn't like anything to be afraid of.
And did it feel like an actual entity was in your presence?
Yes, So I, that's what it felt like, someone else was there. So, yeah, I don't know. It was very powerful.
Yeah, so that was great because it gives us evidence that it can happen on Zoom. And that's one of the questions that we had when we started having meetings on Zoom. Could the molecule be formed through the Zoom relationship? This kind of give us evidence that it could, yeah.
Last comment, no more comments after that. I was going to share that I think it makes sense, especially with like the work that I do that's all long distance. You know, it's like that we're all connected, you know, like non-locality.
Yeah, there's healers like yourself that do long distance stuff.
Right, and so we
space is no barrier, is it?
Yeah, right. It's like technically we're all like connected atom wise, like to each other. But yeah. Also, too, I was going to share that there was a really, I don't know if I sent you a message about this, but there was a really interesting regression hypnotherapy that I did on someone, and she was in Egypt. And it was interesting that she had a group of people, and they were trying to, they were going to this special temple, and they were trying to revive this plant that would, I guess, like, feed them for, like, a very long sort of drought that they were experiencing. And they said that they had to come in a certain amount of numbers together, and they all had to be in a certain sort of loving, selfless thing. And it was just ringing bells with me. I'm just like, were they setting up the molecule back then in Egypt? They were, because it had just a similar thing. Like there was someone that was, I guess, too egotistical that wanted to leave the group, and that person was affecting the whole group. But they had to be a certain number amount, and they would like do these certain rituals together to be able to somehow assist this plant.
Yeah, there was a lot of high spiritual things done back in ancient Egypt and the pyramids and different things. And there's been quite a number of attempts throughout history that have just been lost to history.
Just sounded familiar.
Okay, my friends, well, Lorraine.
Is the 3 days of like a fire, is that the baptism of fire, the way you described it?
No, the typical baptism of fire is just where you receive the Holy Ghost, and it's like a fire. It's a very pleasant fire. And I'm sure a number of people here have felt that presence before. And that's the standard baptism of fire. This is quite a bit beyond what people describe as the baptism of fire. But when the molecule is created, like in the day of Pentecost, when they had the fire appear over their heads, they went beyond what people talk about today as the baptism of fire, which is receiving the Holy Spirit, which is a fire that's like radiating on you versus a fire that comes like in you, you know. Which was there's degrees of fire, I guess you could say. Okay, my friends, we'll wrap this session up and take a short break.